very much. Aha! Thank you. Okay. My goodness. Thank you very much. We want to talk about the fact that words paint pictures. As a matter of fact, the first clothes I'm going to share with you is called simply the picture clothes. Several years ago, the New York Times ran a series of ads trying to sell a home over in New Jersey for Mr. and Mrs. Lowe. Now, in their ads, they had had five brokers who were working on it. The ads ran for 3 months, and they ran what we call the typical standard ads, simply like cozy six-room home, ranch style with fireplace, garage, tile bath, all hot water heat, convenient to the Rutgers campus, stadium, and golf courses, and primary schools. These are the facts, but let me emphasize a point. People do not buy facts. They buy warm people benefits if they can see those benefits translated to their own personal use. Well, after 3 months of standard things not working, Mrs. Lowe entered the picture herself. She decided to write an ad, and here's what she wrote. Headline, "We'll miss our home." And then, "We've been happy in it, but two bedrooms are not enough for us, so we must move. If you like to be cozy by a fire while you admire autumn woods through wide windows protected from the street, if you like a shady yard in summer, a clear view of winter sunsets, and quiet enough to hear frogs in spring, but city utilities and conveniences, you might like to buy our home. We hope so. We don't want it to be empty and alone at Christmas." Now, words paint pictures. Now, let me kind of review what you've just seen. And look at all of the pictures that she's painted. "We've been happy in it." You can see the family there. "Two bedrooms are not enough for us." You can see that the house is getting crowded. "But if you like to be cozy by a fire, can't you get that picture? Admire autumn woods through wide windows." That's so clear. "Protected from the street. Your family's going to be safe. It's going to be quiet. A shady yard in summer." That's neat. "A clear view of winter sunsets. Quiet enough to hear frogs in spring. City utilities and conveniences. We don't want it to be empty and alone at Christmas." Boy, doesn't that say a lot? Yes, according to Charles Osgood, whom I often quote, compared to the spoken word, a picture is a pitiful thing indeed. Now, that week, the Lowe's sold their home. Now, ideally, word pictures should either paint beauty, luxury, love, satisfaction, enjoyment, success, performance, or the features painted by Mrs. Lowe. Now, obviously, most pictures will paint a combination of features and benefits, but all word pictures must paint the prospect in the picture for maximum effectiveness. Almost without exception, every product or service can be sold by painting word pictures, especially if the pictures are in the present tense. As I previously stated, we think in pictures, and if we're painted into the picture as satisfied customers, we buy what the salesperson is selling. Now, for example, I want you to listen to this, what I call the Walk to Toronto clothes, and notice the picture that is painted. Greg Watt lives in London, Ontario. Now, he's a financial planner. And the clothes he uses has to do with picture painting and questions. He says to a prospect, "If I were to offer you $100, would you start today walking to Toronto?" Now, understand it's 120 miles to Toronto from where they are. Now, most prospects would say, "Why, absolutely not." But then Greg says, "Now, if you knew that $1 million was waiting on you when you got there, then would you start today?" Now, you know what the answer is going to be there. They see at the end of their road